We'll skip into the July 15, 2011 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Your typical solar cycle lasts 11 years, plus or minus. Cycle 24 is supposed to peak on 2013, but at the rate this cycle is going, who'd ever know? One Midwestern ham that talked about Cycle 24 during the antenna forum at the 2011 Dayton Hamvention was Carl Lutzelschwab, N9LA. Carl is a veteran of long path DXing on 15, 12, and 10. He also warms up the ionosphere on 160 meters. Here's an excerpt from his Cycle 24 update talk he gave this past May.
Generally, it took about 24 months for a solar minimum period to occur, so we got used to that. So here comes the minimum between cycle 23 and 24. It went down, stayed there, and it's just starting to gather some steam right now. So we would generally say that the minimum between 23 and 24 was very unusual, right? Because that's what we experienced in all our lifetimes. In fact, the minimum between 17 and 18 was very similar. It was about 24 months it was down. But if we take a look at all the solar minimum periods, plot is basically the same plot, but in terms of a horizontal bar graph, the number of months that the solar minimum was below a smooth sunspot number of 20, there's been some longer ones than the one we just experienced, especially between 5 and 6. That would have been a tough one if you're a 10-meter or 6-meter enthusiast looking for F2. We started, or at least our recorded history tends to indicate that we started with the very short solar minimum periods. Now, you got to watch it because some of the data back then, maybe there's a lot of interpolated data because we didn't have good observation stuff yet. But that sure seems like there is a cyclic pattern. We started out with 3 short minimum periods, then we had some really long ones, then we came back and had 4 short ones again. Between 17 and 18, all the way up to between 21 and 22, they've been very short. Kind of suggests that something's going on here, that things are going to change. Now, if we look at just the maximum smooth sunspot number of all solar cycles, this is cycle 19, the biggest one we've recorded. A lot of us participated in that one. There's a cyclic nature to this, too. Solar minimum started with some very short periods, so there were some high solar cycles. Then the solar minimum periods were longer. Kind of says there's a relation between how long a solar minimum period is and what the next cycle's going to do. But it's a very pronounced trend that suggests that since this solar minimum period we just went through was around 54 months, says this is going to be a smaller than average solar cycle, with the average solar cycle being around 115 maximum. So it looks like maybe around 90 for this one. Now, if we take a very long look at solar cycles, of course, we don't have reliable sunspot data, but we can look at proxies for sunspots, and 2 of those are carbon-14 in tree rings and also beryllium-10 in ice core samples. And it sure looks like the sun is very cyclic in nature. The carbon-14 is anti-correlated to a sunspot cycle, so when there's lots of carbon-14, that means it's a solar minimum period. And vice versa. The solar max for the last 4 or 5 cycles have been pretty large in terms of history. And we've actually lived through the highest solar cycles in our 23 recorded cycles. We took advantage of it, too. Thank goodness radio came along about the early 1900s. Okay, cycle 24. Yes, it did start. January of 2008, in fact. That's when the first sunspot showed up. The polarity of the sunspot, in addition to where it forms with respect to the solar equator, tells you if it's a new sunspot or an old sunspot. You know, at the time the new cycle 24 sunspot showed up, that there was still some cycle 23 sunspot showing up too down near the solar equator. Solar cycles overlap. That's why we see 23 sunspots and cycles 24 sunspots occurring at the same time. What happens is a new solar cycle has sunspots appearing at the higher solar latitudes, and then as the cycle progresses, they drift down. Recently, K7RA's bulletin, a guy asked a question about asymmetry in sunspots in the northern and southern hemisphere. And that's nothing new. It's occurring right now for cycle 24. But if you look at cycle 20, when it started, you can see there's quite a pronounced excess of northern sunspots before southern sunspots started coming in. So the sun's not doing anything unusual as long as we look at some of the longer-term records. Here's the recent data. Starts in January 2006. The smooth sunspot number for the minimum between 23 and 24 descended through 20 in January 2006. And we're finally getting there, coming up above 20. And that's where the 54 months I referenced earlier comes in. We've been down there quite a while. Solar min was probably around the end of 2008. December seems to be a very good month. Last 2 months, we've had some really good solar activity, and I think everyone's probably taken advantage of that on 15 and 12 and 10 meters. What that says is this fall's contest for 15 meters, I think, is going to be good. 10 meters is still kind of iffy. It kind of depends on what the sun's going to do. Is it going to continue with its very high activity, or is it going to kind of back down and slow down?
You're listening to a 2011 Dayton Hamvention presentation given by Carl Lutzel Schwab, K9LA, an avid follower of the sun and its effects on the so-called top ham bands. We'll conclude Carl's talk in a moment. This is The Rain Report, downloadable from therainreport.com.
The monthly means are cyclic in nature also. There's the high ones and then some low months and then some high months. So no doubt there's going to be some lower months here, but that's okay because during the summer the maximum usable frequencies are a little bit lower anyway, so that's okay. And there aren't too many contests then too. But more than likely the fall will bring some pretty good 15-meter worldwide DX on a consistent basis. And with a little bit of luck, 10 meters too. I think we'll have some good north-south openings and, of course, some good openings to VKZL, the paths that kind of stay at the lower latitudes. Africa, of course, is going to be always good because of the robust equatorial ionosphere. Here's the latest prediction from the International Space Environment Service. They're predicting maximum of about 90. Same prediction in terms of 10.7 centimeter solar flux, maximum of 140 units. In early 2013, so we were maybe about 2 years away from a solar maximum, probably. Marshall Space Flight Center, they've been carrying a prediction of 90 for quite a while, but earlier in the year they reduced it down to nominal of about 65 or so. But they're saying it's going to be even lower than what the International Space Environment Service says. We'll have to wait and see. The sun's going to do what it wants to do, regardless of what we want it to do. Those aren't the only predictions out there. There's probably over 60 in the scientific literature. Somebody's going to be right. And my guess is they're going to be right because they lucked out, not because they knew what they were doing. We still don't understand how the sun works. We're getting closer each cycle, but of course each cycle takes 11 years, so it's a very slow process to get new data, hypothesize what's going on, and then either prove that it's good or bad. A lot of predictions out there. And you can see what's happened with this extreme minimum period we've had. The number of quiet days in the months have just shot up something terrible. So the geomagnetic field has been very quiet, and that should generally suggest that 160-meter propagation is going to be very good. But I've heard scattered reports that, it's good over here, but it's not over here. So there's more variables that we just don't understand. And nothing we can do about it at the moment. Just get on every day and try and have fun. Long path on 15, 12, and 10. Those of you on the East Coast and the Midwest, one of the most noticeable long paths that we have is to the Southeast Asia area, JA, and a lot of other countries over there, and it generally occurs in the morning after our sunrise. And the other end of the path isn't too far past sunset. That's because recombination in the ionosphere is a much slower process than ionization at sunrise. So from that simple map that comes out of W6EL prop, the best months are March through October. Those of you on the East Coast, after sunrise, you want to be looking for JA in Southeast Asia. After sunset, there should be a path generally into the VU area because it's after their sunrise then, so it's just the flip of the normal one we're used to. Trouble is, there's probably not a lot of operators in that area. Those of you on the West Coast, your best opening on 15, 12, and 10 is going to be after your sunset into the Mideast in Europe. And again, you should have an opening at your sunrise generally into the VU area, but again, there's not a lot of people there. Now, looking at East Coast and West Coast, you might want to say, hey, I bet you Texas has got some really good 10-meter, 15-meter openings, and 12-meter probably too. And sure enough, I got log data from NT5C. He has some just wonderful after-sunrise openings to JA in Southeast. So then he goes off and does some work, comes back in the evening. And he's got good sunset openings to the Midwest and EU. Now, 15 meters should be happening right now. Generally, the smooth sunspot number needs to be above around 25 or so, and 12 meters should get better this summer per cycle 24's ascent so far, as long as cycle 24 doesn't hit a wall and stop or something like that. And 10 meters probably should be better this fall, again, depending on how cycle 24 goes up. Details are in the May 10th, 2011 PVRC webinar, Potomac Valley Radio Club. It's on their website. Okay, just a quick summary. Solar min is behind us. Most people would say yay. Cycle 24 is on the rise. Again, most people would say another yay. If you had to bet, though, it sure looks like we're going to have a small cycle 24, and probably that means we're going to have another couple small ones after that, too. 160 meters should be pretty good this fall again. Watch for more consistent, normal long path on 15 and 12 right now, and this fall on 10 meters. And if you're on the East Coast, at least, watch for some unusual long path in the wee hours of the morning, which more than likely would be some contest activity.
Carl Lutzelschwab, N9LA, excerpted from his 2011 Datenhamvention talk about the current state of solar cycle 24 and the predictions coming this fall for HF propagation. The RAIN report is copyright 1990-2011. RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for RAIN's founder and producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.